Hello and welcome to a podcast by Scotland's Rural College on our research on community wealth building in Scotland, which is funded by the Scottish Government Strategic Research Programme 2022-27. This podcast is focusing on the work in Clackmannanshire Local Authority for the community wealth building pilot. It's going to be a short summary of what they are doing, and there's much more detail available in other podcasts and in the written reports on this work. So the written reports will be at our website, ruralexchange.scot. My name is Kerry Doyle, and I'm joined on this podcast by Ellie Brody, who did this research with myself over the summer of 2024. So Ellie, can you start us off by introducing the work in Clackmannanshire on the community wealth building pilot?
Yeah, sure. In Clackmannanshire, during the autumn of 2020, a community wealth building action plan for the council was created, and that document set out opportunities and challenges around community wealth building that faced the council, as well as other members of the community planning partnership, which in Clackmannanshire is called the Clackmannanshire Alliance. I think it's important to say that at the time there were several strategic drivers, both coming from Scottish Government as well as the council, as well as the region, actually. So we can see at the kind of national, regional and local level, there were a number of strategic drivers that played into the development of community wealth building. So those include the Scottish Government's Wellbeing Economy Project. And in that, the Scottish Government and Clackmannanshire Council committed to working together to think about how the area performed in respect to a wellbeing economy. Secondly, the council's transformation programme, which was called Be the Future, which has provided the framework for shaping council priorities, investment and delivery since 2019. And also the city region deal for Stirling and Clackmannanshire, which aimed to shape a wellbeing economy in Clackmannanshire through £8 million in capital in projects in Clackmannanshire. So that's just a little bit about the strategic drivers that were relevant in this development of community wealth building in the area.
Okay, great. And Clackmannanshire received funding from the Scottish Government to produce a community wealth building action plan as part of this piloting approach, which we've talked about in depth elsewhere on our podcast. What was done in Clackmannanshire specifically?
Yes, so the community wealth building action plan assessed the council's progress against the Scottish Government's five pillars of community wealth building, pillars or themes of community wealth building. And it proposed that community wealth building become the golden thread for all economic measures the council and other partners of the Clackmannanshire Alliance use. So it recommended 21 actions to demonstrate how this golden thread for economic measures could be developed in practice. And five of those 21 actions were highlighted as being critical. And those five kind of critical actions included creating an economic strategy for community wealth, developing the corporate culture of procurement and commissioning, creating a strategic asset register and a management plan, and undertaking an employee mapping and diversity exercise. And the fifth critical action was to adopt a Clackmannanshire Leader Good Employment Charter. So all of those were included in the Community Wealth Building Action Plan.
Yeah, really interesting stuff. And you can see they're related to different pillars there. So actions across the pillars, it looks like to me. What happened after the plan was published?
So after the plan was published, various things happened, which were reported in a Community Wealth Building Progress Report. Now, that was published in March 2023, and that showed work to date on those 21 actions. Some of the highlights included a 4% increase in council procurement conducted with Clackmannanshire suppliers, and that was in 2020 to 2021, and also establishing the Community Anchor Partnership. Gender justice, which was a key issue identified in the action plan, has been progressed in a few ways, including developing a good employer charter for Clackmannanshire and also implementing the Scottish local government living wage in 2021, which has led to an uplift in pay for 371 people, 79% of whom were female. As well as this, the action plan noted the importance of creating an economic development strategy for Clackmannanshire, as historically in the area, economic development hadn't really received the level of strategic priority and investment that it could have done. So the action plan recommended that it formed the baseline for a Clackmannanshire economic strategy for community wealth, which focused on tourism and food. And it also noticed that the strategy could then feed into the regional economic strategy and the region's city deal. But at the time that we did the research, the economic development strategy officer was working on that economic strategy for the area. As well as this, other things that have been happening include around community wealth building, include training on procurement and on community wealth building for middle and senior managers and with anchor institutions that's planned. Another area of interest is around the finance pillar and exploring how Falkirk Pension Fund could achieve more local investment. So one idea that's being mooted is to access pension fund money to make use of ground source heat, which has the potential in the Forth Valley. In the Forth Valley due to the mining history of the area. So the idea is to create a district's heating system. And if that did happen, I mean, it's an idea at the moment and it would take a lot to get off the ground. But if it did, a project of that sort of scale could cover all five community wealth building pillars and make a real difference to the local economy. So that's it from me, Kerry, on a bit of a summary from Clackmannanshire on what has happened with community wealth building in the area and what's hopefully going to happen in future.
Brilliant. Thanks, Ellie. And listeners, again, if you want to hear about the other pilots and the rest of the research we did on the pilots, pick up the other podcasts and the report, which is available.